Uber confirmed over the weekend that President Jeff Jones is resigning after just 6 months at the ride-hailing company. CEO Travis Kalanick sent a note to staff saying, among other things, "It's unfortunate Jeff's announcement came through the press. You could add that what Jones said to the tech website Recode is also unfortunate for Uber." He said, "The beliefs and approach to leadership that have guided my career are inconsistent with what I saw and experienced at Uber." Ouch. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off. She is in New York. And Jill, are you surprised at this?
Well, I guess I'm not surprised that there are a lot of changes at Uber overall, but this just 6 months after the guy is announced with a ton of fanfare, I should say,
yeah.
Because CEO Travis Kalanick had said that this was something that was really important to the company. He really made a big deal about the fact that this guy was coming from Target. It was a mature marketing person. And I think that when Jones came on, he really was intended to help repair some of the reputational damage that had occurred at Uber. And man, when that announcement came out and it was reported in Recode what Jones actually said, I think that part was really stunning.
Right. Well, let's list some of the controversies. How the company handles sexual assault, that video of CEO Travis Kalanick yelling at a driver, a number of departures, a vice president, a software engineer, fired over not disclosing sexual harassment allegations from a previous job. And we're just learning today that Uber's vice president of mapping, Brian McClendon, Recode reports, has also resigned, although Uber's saying this is an amicable departure. But tell us more about what Jones says. I mean, this comes as Kalanick, you know, the CEO, has said he needs to grow up. You know, Kalanick does, that he needs to grow up and hire a COO. So tell us more about what Jones said.
Well, I think that when you think about what Jones came into doing, right, he comes in and they say, you know what, we need someone to really help market this incredibly talented guy, but we need someone to help us display that we are more than a kind of rule-evading, aggressive Silicon Valley company. And I think that when you had someone like Jones come aboard, it almost had almost like that Sheryl Sandberg feel, like, we need a grown-up to help this company mature a little bit. We have either an aggressive CEO or a shy CEO, someone who we really want to groom. And this does not always work. We know that very well. I mean, it happened to work quite well, actually, at Google. And I believe that Sandberg has been amazing at Facebook, frankly. But I wonder what the next step is going to be, because I wonder who wants this job after you see this kind of departure. Yeah. And we also, as you said, we know that they're trying to hire a chief operating officer. And Kalanick himself said, hey, you know, I want to do a better job. This chief operating officer will help me do a better job. And I think it's a little bit too easy to say that Jones left because there was going to be someone hired above him. It doesn't appear to be, that does not appear to be the problem. The problem appears to be that he did not like the culture of this company, and maybe didn't even like the way that Kalanick was purporting himself, and frankly, maybe didn't have as big an impact as he thought he might. Usually when I smell this kind of a scandal, or not scandal, but story, there's usually something behind the background, which is the guy who was brought in is not being given his voice.
Well, and then there's also the people that feel the drivers aren't been giving their share either. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst, CBS News. Jill on Money, thank you.
Take care.